Welcome back to Robin's Radio for a new season here. Just as one season finishes, another one creeps up on us. And it's no different here on Robin's Radio. We're back again for the new season. And with me today, I've got two guests, two players from the league who are going to be discussing their summer's transfer dealings ahead of a new exciting season. And we'll be looking back on the Welsh sides in Europe this summer. First, we have Real goalkeeper Alex Ramsey. He's returning for his second appearance on the show. And we've got TNS striker Greg Draper, fresh from his Champions League appearance in midweek. So welcome to the show, gentlemen. Thanks for coming on. Alex, as one season finishes, another one starts straight away. It sort of creeps up on you. You haven't got time to take a breath.
It does, mate. Yeah, especially playing in European qualifiers, the playoffs. What have we had, 6 weeks off? So it does come quite fast to you. But I'm sure everyone's keen to be back.
How's your pre-season been going so far?
It's gone okay. I think we've played three games now. We played a good Tranmere side, which we beat. We played a good Warrington side, which we beat as well. And training's going well. I mean, we've got some fresh faces in big squad, which is always good.
And there's some sort of exciting fixtures for you. You said there was Tranmere there. I think Everton and Stoke are another couple. So is that a good thing or a bad thing, playing big sides like that?
It's always good. I think we've got the friendlies quite right this year. I mean, we've got the 21s teams that will miss a different side to the Welsh Prem, really. I mean, we'll be out of possession a lot, so it'll be a lot on the fitness side. But no, we're pulling good crowds. I mean, on Saturday, I think 2,000 tickets have been sold already, so it's always good to be playing in front of good crowds like that.
And just to move into the main part of the show now, and I think there's only one place to start, and that was Tuesday's Champions League clash at Real. The new Saints went into the game full of optimism. They were only 1-0 down from the first leg against Slovan Bratislava with a chance of going through, but in the end it wasn't to be, Greg.
No, I mean, it's very disappointing, I suppose. I mean, compared to last season, I think, you know, obviously the tie was over after the first leg, you know, losing 3-1 to Warsaw in the first leg. But this year, playing away, we gave ourselves a great chance, only losing 1-0. Unlucky not to have kept it to a draw over there, maybe. And I think for the first time in years, you know, we had a really, really good chance of going through. And that's the most disappointing thing, I suppose, is that we put ourselves in a good position. And, you know, not for lack of trying or whatever, but we just, you know, I suppose at the end of the day, we didn't score enough goals at home, didn't score any. But, like I say, we're getting closer each year. And, yeah, just disappointing in the end.
Do you feel that on Tuesday, on the night, the Slovans were, it was their quality sort of overawed you, or do you think TNS could have done more?
I think right up until they scored the first goal, we were right in it. I mean, obviously, the longer the game went on, the more we had to open ourselves up and go for that goal, I suppose. And, you know, maybe a silly free kick to give away. Scrappy goal, like it was over there, really. None of the strikes were clean strikes, so, you know, you don't know what happened if you'd have struck it cleanly. H might have had a bit better chance of stopping it. So it's two scrappy goals that we conceded to start with. But I don't think, you know, I think we held ourselves up, you know, really well. Just a shame that we couldn't get that early goal. You know, I had a good chance myself, but like I say, gave ourselves a great chance and just, you know, unfortunately we couldn't get a goal.
Alex, I asked the question to Craig Harrison in the press conference on Tuesday at Real. Do you think a crucial part of the two legs was that TNS didn't get an away goal? I know Slovan, to go to Bratislava is a massive ask to get a goal, but in Champions League, you know, away goals are crucial.
I don't think so. I think TNS put himself in a good position after the first leg. I think they probably backed himself coming home and scoring a goal at Real. And unfortunately, it just didn't happen. But no, I think it may have changed the tie a little bit if they went for it a little bit more over there. I mean, I thought they put themselves in a good position and just unfortunately didn't do it at home.
Do you feel they're getting closer? I know you've been in a couple of European campaigns of your time at TNS. Do you feel it's progressed since then?
Yeah, I mean, it's all on the luck of the draw, really, isn't it? I mean, I think if you go and draw a big team, it's more about the experience. And then if you go and draw a team like this Slovan Bratislava, then you're obviously going to give them a good game. So I feel like in the next couple of years, maybe next year, they'll do it. I'm sure they will.
Do you think they can get maybe as far as the knockout stages or the last qualifying round? Do you feel that might be a step too far at the moment?
Who knows? Like I said again about the luck of the draw. I mean, if they won this one, I think they'd drawn a Moldovan side. I'm not sure.
Moldova or Macedonia.
That's,
I think it was.
So I think it gives them a great chance at the luck of the draw. But who knows?
Greg, is it a big sort of disappointment so early in the season, because you'll go into most league seasons and TNS, 99 times out of 100, mm-hmm. they'll win the league. So is it, you know, the Champions League's the pinnacle point of the season. Is it disappointing for that to be over soon?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, we're in 11 months of the year for that. I mean, we get 4 weeks off at the end of last season and then we're back into pre-season getting ready for the Champions League. And that's, like you say, the way the league is, and obviously with us being the only full-time team, you know, we should win the league every year. We're expected to win the league every year. So really our expectations now are to be progressing in Europe. And like I say, I think we are getting closer and closer. You need a bit of luck, like Ramsey says, with a draw. Yeah, going back to your question, it's a big disappointment now, but you know, we just got to get ourselves right now, make sure we do things properly next season and give ourselves another chance next year in the Champions League.
And now you've got a couple of big friendlies coming up. You've got Middlesbrough and Birmingham ahead of a new season, so you must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean, like Ramsey says, it's nice to be playing these big clubs and hopefully get a decent crowd down here. You know, I think maybe that's what we lack going into the Champions League matches, is decent opposition for the friendlies. Obviously, a lot of clubs aren't back into training, so it's difficult to get decent clubs to play against. But like I say, going into the season, it'll be great to play these big clubs. Yeah.
Moving on from the big one, from the Champions League, we'll go down to the Europa League now. Just a bit of an overview. Aberystwyth, they played Derry. They went down 9-0 on aggregate. Bangor lost 8-0 on aggregate. And they obviously weren't the results that Nev Powell or Ian Hughes were looking for. But since then, both have called for a summer league. Alex, this is a debate that's been going on. It happens most summers when most Champions League teams, Europa League teams, take a bit of a battering. But is the summer league the way to? Will players buy it? Will you and the likes of Greg, will you buy into it?
We were talking about it before. I think it would be good, yeah. I mean, obviously, the pitches are obviously going to get worse and worse over November, December, January. So if we can go and play in May, June, July on a decent surface, then fine. But I can't see it happening. I think with all the 3G pitches that are coming in now to the Welsh game, I just can't see it happening.
Greg, do you think the fans will go for it? Or I know something that probably won't happen, but theoretically.
Yeah, I think looking at it from that perspective, possibly, yeah. I think the fans obviously miss a bit of football over the summer break from the English Premier League and all that. So maybe that's a way of looking at it. Maybe it will increase crowds, but I suppose until you do it, you don't know what the public are going to think of it, I suppose. But like I say, I can't see it happening either.
Just looking on a more broader level at the league format, because that's come under scrutiny from Powell and from Hughes in terms of playing in the summer. We spoke about this, I think, Alex. We spoke about it on most shows when you were on last time. The structure of the league. It's come under a lot of scrutiny, I think, since there was a survey out from the league about what fans think should happen. Greg, are you for sort of a 12-format league? Or as the only full-time team in the league who plays, you play Airbus, 6-7 times last season? Would you want 16, 18 teams? Is that
I'd like to see it go back to the bigger team format, I think. For that reason, I think, just to make it more interesting. Like you said, we played Airbus God knows how many times last season. I think it'll just freshen things up. I think this format works okay, but I'd like to see more teams back in it. Give some more teams from the division below more of a chance. And I think make the league more interesting as a whole, to be honest.
Alex, as well, you played Bangor, it must have been nearly double figures last season. That's must have been sick and tired of seeing some of them faces in the end, seeing Les Davis charging down at you.
Yeah, exactly. It's a difficult that one. Reason being is because you've got 12 good teams in there. How many other good teams could come up, and how many other good grounds you could take out the lower leagues and bring them up? Who knows? I don't really know. So it comes down to the criteria of the grounds, I'd imagine.
Is that something the league has sort of got a compromise on? If you want a bigger league that fans want, you're going to have to sort of take poorer stadiums. But I'm sure, you play on good stadiums in the league. Is it nice to go to, a small compact ground, not very many seats or some of that, an old sort of ground? Is that better, Greg,
just a variation, isn't it?
Yeah.
To other grounds.
Every player likes variation, don't they?
I think Rills Ground's a perfect example. It's not massive, but the way they've done it, it's a nice little football ground, and I thought it held that Champions League match on Tuesday perfectly. A nice little atmosphere in there, and I can't see that costing too much. So I think it is up to the to the Welsh FA or whoever it is to generate some money into these clubs. And because it is, there are some pitchers in this league that do seriously need some improving, like Zabala and Prestat, and it's you dread going there, especially in the winter months when the pitches are horrible. But I think the more 3G pitches come into it, I think the league's only going to get better, to be honest. A lot of people moan about 3G and plastic pitches or whatever, but I think as a whole the standard's only going to improve with 3G pitches.
You just praised the Corbett Sports Stadium there. How did you enjoy playing on Tuesday, Greg? Or would you, you know, in an ideal scenario, you'd have played out here at the venue, wouldn't you?
I think we'd have had more of an advantage playing on our pitch at home. Obviously, I don't think they're used to playing on plastic pitches over there. But really enjoyed it on Tuesday. It was a great atmosphere. They brought quite a few over from Slovakia. And we had quite a few travelling up from Oswestry.
Was that pleasing? Because, you know, TNS come under scrutiny for not having a massive fan base. But there was, you know, there's a good vocal support.
Yeah, there's a lot of noise going on there, which is nice. I just, I'm not sure why they don't bring it into the league. But, you know, hopefully the more that come and the more people that see how we play and how we perform, then, you know, Hopefully the numbers continue to increase.
You've just both touched on 3G pitches there, Alex. Airbuses is done this week. Newtowns has been done. Looking forward to playing on them fresh new 3G pitches next season?
I am, mate, yeah. I'd take a 3G pitch over most grass pitches in this league. I mean, obviously a Bangor and ours is okay when it wants to be. I mean, I'd rather go and play on Bangor than a 3G pitch 9 times out of 10. But no, I just think it makes the league so much better. I think teams will enjoy going to play on those sort of pitches. They can play the right way as well. So, yeah, enjoy it. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, just sidetracked a bit there, but we'll go back to the Europa League. Airbus, their campaign was over a couple of weeks ago, but they put up a spirited performance. They went down 3-2 on aggregate. And Greg, second appearance for Airbus in Europe. What an achievement that was for Andy Priest's side, a couple of inches away.
Yeah, no, they've done very well. Obviously, I think, you know, second strongest team in our league by quite a long way, and I think, you know, in Europe they're always, especially Europa League, they're always going to pose problems to whoever they come up against. You know, a big physical team play direct football, and it doesn't matter who they play against, they're always going to cause teams problems. I suppose it's the same story as what we have. We're just struggling for that extra goal or two that we need at the moment.
Alex, does that show sort of how far Andy Priest has brought them in recent years? You know, they were not non-existent, but, you know, they weren't really challenging for league titles a couple of years ago. Him and Andy Morrison have come in and changed the story. You know?
They've done well, yeah. I mean, I think they've been close twice now in Europe, haven't they? They always seem to be improving. The players they bring in, the money they spend, they always seem to be improving year on year. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if they manage to get through that first round next year, depending on how the league goes.
We'll just move on from Europe. Now we'll talk, you know, it's silly season at the moment. It's transfer season. Players are going everywhere, and I think you'll both agree that it gets a bit annoying, players going here, there and everywhere at most points. And one example of a lot of signings is at The Rock with Kevin Druid. They've got new managers, John Keegan and Chris Herbert, and they won the league last season, but they seem to have been out with the old and in with the new. A whole new squad, really, 18 players in. What's your opinion on that, Greg? Because, you know, they haven't really stuck with the squad that won the league last season. Is that...
No, I think it's strange to change a whole squad. You know, obviously getting promoted, you're going to bring in sort of 3 or 4, possibly 5, you know, experienced players who have played in the Welsh, in the Premier League. But to change, to bring in 18 new players, I think it's very strange. It's going to take a lot of time for them to gel together. I don't know how many, you know, pre-season friendlies they've got coming up or whatever, but I wouldn't be surprised if they get off to a slow start this year and probably pick up coming towards Christmas time.
Is that because of sort of the experience they brought in? They got players, Chris King used to be a TNS, you know, players
who can maybe drive
them through.
Yeah, they've obviously got a few experienced players in there. I think they got Peter Hoy as well. And obviously, you know, like I say, Chris King is very experienced in the league. But like I say, I just think 18 new players, I think it's going to be a lot for them to get used to each other, I think.
Alex, you played against sort of that last season's Kevin Druid side when you were at Care Sousa a couple of years ago. They can't be that bad to get rid of all the title winning side, can they?
No, I think it's a bit of a risk what he's done, to be honest. I think every team has the core of players that have played together for a couple of years or even 1 year, like they had last year, and I think they didn't lose many games. So to get rid of all of them and to bring in 18 new players is a massive risk. And I agree with Greg, I think they'll get off to a slow start.
Just moving on from Kevin Druids, well, they've They've had a lot of your players, Alex, from Real, Tom Donegan, Chris Rimmer, and they signed Steve Lewis recently, the beast as he was labelled up at Bellevue. Good signing for Kevin Druids, big loss for Real.
Yeah, I think I would have kept him. Obviously, there was complications off the pitch that I don't really know about, that no one else needs to know about. But when he's on form, mate, he's a handful for most teams. I mean, I think he's proved that in the league this year against the bigger teams like TNS and Airbus. But he's a tricky player to play against, mate. He's big, he's strong, he's quite quick. So I think it's a good signing for him, whether or not he plays to his ability there like he did with us, who knows. But yeah, good signing for them.
Is he what sort of teams like Drew, as you come up, Greg, you know, the ones in the lower leagues, the lower half of the table, they need someone who's going to, you know, lead the line, maybe much like yourself, you know, big centre forward who's going to battle for everything. Is that something, essential part of it?
Yeah, I think he's, he's one of those players that he'll chase down everything, he'll put himself about, he'll make himself a right handful in the box, and like Alex said, he's caused most defences problems this season. So, any team that he plays in, he'll cause problems.
Connors Quay team to have done a lot of the same. Remember in January they were in the relegation zone. He spent big Mark McGregor, bought a lot of players in, a few ex-TNS players, a few ex-Football League players. I mean, looks to have brought in a defender, Kevin McIntyre, ex-Shrewsbury Town, and a lot of other players. Can you see Connors Quay being different this time round, Alex, or do you think it's much the same as Kevin Druids?
It's probably hit or miss for me. I think it worked for him in January, didn't it? I think he brought in 10 players in January and it paid off, he got out. But it all depends if the squad gel, if they can play together and if they're going to fancy the new boys coming in. So they've brought some good players and they've spent a little bit of money, so I wouldn't be surprised to see them a little bit higher up than the season last year.
Just speaking to you briefly before the programme, you said, Greg Strong's seems to have bought well. You've bought some good acquisitions in. You're pleased with how your squad's looking at?
Really pleased. Obviously, I think we've lost probably about 10 players to different clubs. And the new boys we brought in, a few from Warrington, obviously Macca from TNS, who I played with. We're looking good. I mean, the three friendlies I mentioned, we've looked good. We can mix it up a little bit, and we've strengthened in all areas. Big squad and competition for places, so I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
Do you feel you can? You know, I know last season you got in the top six on a bit of a technicality. Do you feel you've got the squad to make it more solid this time?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think we overachieved last year getting in the top six, so we had no expectations to go in there. But I think as long as we don't put loads and loads of pressure on ourselves, I think we'll be okay. I mean, obviously we don't want to go down. That's the main objective. If we get in the top six, it happens, that's great, and we get the chance to play in Europe. But we won't be good kicking ourselves if we don't go and get in there, I'm sure.
We'll just look at, since we are on Robins Radio, we'll have a look at Newtown. Chris Hughes has bought, well, personally, I think he's bought Steph Edwards from Ballor, Jason Oswell from Airbus, Matty Owen from Kevin Druids, and new goalkeeper in Dave Jones. We had a couple of signings announced yesterday. Alex Hughes, he was on trial at Chester this summer. He's played in the Cheshire Leagues, and Jamie Price has returned to the club. Greg, you know, a good bunch of signings to boost the Robins ahead of the new season.
Yeah, I think he's done well. I thought he'd done a great job last year, to be honest, at Newtown. He got and always seems to get his teams well organised. And obviously bringing in these sort of four or five big signings, I'd say, are only going to make them stronger. So I think they'd definitely be pushing for a top six place.
What do you think of the signings, Alex? Because you bought the likes of Steph Edwards, good player at Ballor.
Yeah, good player. Good player. I think he wasn't used as much as he should have been at Ballor, to be honest. I mean, he's quite a good defender and he's got some pace to get past players as well. I've played with, obviously, Jason and Dave Jones in goal. I know him really, really well. And good signings, really, really good signings. So I think, like Greg said, I think Chris always has his sides organised fairly well. So I think he's bought well, yeah.
Jason seemed to, he seemed to be a bit of a bit part player at Real and Airbus. You know, what was they putting in that? Because he's been at Crewe, he had a couple of games in the SPL with him.
Yeah, I just don't think he's got going. I mean, to start off with it, really, he hit the ground running, really. He scored a few goals, he's important goals for us when we needed him. But then it just, unfortunately, he just fizzled out, really, and didn't put the performance in it needed. And at Airbus, obviously, it's always going to be difficult going in January to a top two side and playing straight away if they're bringing the likes of AJ as well with him. And I just don't think he had the game time at Airbus.
Greg, they finished in the top six last season, Newtown. Massively overachieved because, you know, they've been battling relegation for years. Do you feel expectation might weigh them down a bit this season? Or
no, I don't think so. Newtown have always, they seem to have a really good team spirit whenever we go down to Newtown at Christmas. I think we lost there last year, didn't we, on Boxing Day. They just seem to have a good team spirit about them, and I think if they've got that expectation to go into the top six, I think, you know, they've got the players and the characters to be able to deal with that sort of pressure.
Alex, you feel there will be an added expectation, even though it's only one season out of, I think it's the first time they've ever finished in the top six since the new league format. Do you feel there will be an expectation from fans, you know, officials, people looking from the outside?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, obviously, they've got the nice 3G pitch now. So whether or not that will change their playing style at all, maybe they'll have a little bit more pressure at home against the bigger sides than maybe. But they're a difficult side to play against. They're a difficult side. They're always well organised. They've got a good team spirit, and they're hard to break down. So, yeah, I would say so. I think they've got a little bit of pressure on them.
We'll move just down south briefly. Avalido, you know, they eventually went down at the end of last season. It's been coming really for the last few seasons. We're looking at Port Talbot and Carmarthen now. It seems to be a bit of a swap shop down there this season, Greg. You know, Port Talbot players going to Carmarthen, Carmarthen players going to Port Talbot.
Yeah, I think it seems to happen every year down there, to be honest. Two local sides for each other, I suppose. Players falling out of favour in one team and going to the next. So we'll see how they get on. Port Talbot, I think, probably be a little bit stronger than Carmarthen this year.
Seems like a lot of players have gone from Carmarthen. Do you think they'll struggle, Alex, this season?
I've seen a lot of players go from. I haven't really seen much being brought in, to be honest, either. I know they've brought in Leeds, he's a good keeper. Cann's gone, but I haven't really seen any more signings.
Chris Hartland, people like Jeff White, but a lot of their players have gone. You know, Carl Evans, big centre-half, gone back to Port Talbot. He'll be a massive loss, won't he, Greg?
Yeah, he's not fun to play against, I'll be honest. But he's obviously a good signing for Port Talbot. He'll make things a bit more solid at the back there. So, like I say, I think Port Talbot will probably be, they massively underachieved last year, I think. So there's probably a bit of pressure on them this year to get back up into that top six. So we'll see what happens there.
Do you feel it'll be a fresh start for Port Talbot, new manager, host of new players? You know, they'll be hoping for top six.
Yeah, like Greg said, I think they've got a lot of pressure on them. The players they brought in, it looks like they've spent quite big. So they'll be hoping to get in a top six minimum.
Just talking about, just staying on the topic of Carmarthen, news came out yesterday. Christian Doidge, he's been on, he was on trial at Newport County earlier in the in pre-season. He's going to go on trial at Dagenham and Redbridge in League 2. Greg, a fellow striker of yours, he was up the top of the scoring charts with yourself and the likes of Michael Ward last season. You know, do you feel he deserves a shot at maybe the Football League?
Yeah, definitely. I was really impressed with him last season. He's, you know, a big lad, puts himself about. That's his movement as well, for such a big lad, his movement's very good, and he obviously scores a lot of goals. So I don't know, how old is he?
21.
So yeah, I mean, he's got a great chance now, so fully deserves it, I think, yeah.
Do you feel that shows the credentials of the league, Alex? You know, there's people like Christian Doidge who are catching the eyes of...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it was Sam Finlay here as well last year. Christian Doidge, I mean, I think Luke Cummins went on trial somewhere as well. The young players in here are definitely getting better, and I think the league's getting stronger as well, and teams are giving these youngsters a chance as well.
We're just going to have a look briefly. It's the first show of the season. We're going to put both our guests on the spot now. First of all, I think I know where you're going to go, Greg. Who do you think is going to win the league this season?
I'll go for TNS.
Alex, you think could be an upset? Or TNS, foregone conclusion?
Yeah.
I think relegation's a bit of a funny one this season, because, you know, there could be a couple of surprise packages like Port Talbot, Prestatyn sucked into it. What do you think, Greg? Who do you think is going to be for the drop this season? There's extra place there, really, because Avonlea aren't there anymore, so...
I still think Kevin Drewers are going to struggle. I wouldn't be surprised if they're down there. And possibly Prestatyn and Kevin Drewers for me.
Prestatyn haven't really signed many people. They didn't last season, did they, Alex? Do you think that's going to be...
I'd agree with Greg. I think those two will be down there. Mm. Hopefully it won't be us anyway. But like you said, I don't think Prestatyn have brought anyone in. And I know they've lost... We've signed a good player from there, Rob Hughes. So I think they've lost a few, so... I think, unfortunately, they'll be down there.
Why do you think that is, Greg? You know, they didn't bring anyone in last season, and that was after a successful European campaign. Mm. You know, well, I think they might have bought one or two in, but they didn't.
I have no idea, to be honest. I think the year before they obviously signed Lee Hunt. I think that was the year before.
Jason Price as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, Andy Parkinson. They've obviously got a good little core of players there. So I'm surprised, especially after getting that European money, that a few bigger names didn't come in. Like I say, it's up to the chairman at the end of the day. So whether he wasn't interested in spending more money, I don't know.
And just finally, there was always a surprise package in the league. I think last season it was Newtown. Greg, who do you think can spring a surprise, maybe from that bottom six this season?
From the bottom six from last year, I think it's got to be Paul Talbot, who've got to be up there this year. Like I said, like we were talking about earlier, they've signed a lot of Carmarthen's bigger players. And with the pressure, I think... a lot of pressure on them to do well this season. Also, they got Reece Griffiths, who's always going to get his fair share of goals. So I think they'll be back up in the top six this year.
Aberystwyth missed out on the top six, as I said to Alex before, on a technicality last season. Do you think they can carry on their momentum from last season? Or do you think that 9-0 defeat in the Europa League will sort of stunt that?
No, not at all. I think they're a bit unlucky, really, not to be in the top six last season. Made life very difficult for us in the final. I know that's a one-off game, but they showed how they're capable of playing. So I think if they can play to that level, three out of 4 weeks, I think they'll be back in the top six.
Who do you think will be a surprise package? Do you think Real Newtown can push that top six again, or do you think there'll be someone else from down the bottom?
Hopefully, mate. Hoping we'll be up there, mate. No pressure on us. I think Abba will push into the top six. I think they probably underachieved last year in their league position. I know, obviously, they got into Europe. But I think they probably felt, I know they on a technicality, but I think they probably felt that they should have been in the top six. And I think they'll do it this year.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight, gentlemen. We're all just about out of time here on the first Robins Radio Show of the season. Big thanks to Greg. Making his debut on the show alongside Alex Ramsey. The show now is going to run every 2 weeks. We'll be back in a fortnight's time here at the venue, where we'll have Newtown skipper Matty Cook. He'll be on the show when that comes along in 2 weeks' time. So from myself, Greg and Alex here at the venue, thanks for listening and have a very good evening.